I'm Liz Brett Ensign, and I'm here with Clash of Books, and I'm here with my friend Jake.
Hi, I'm Jake, and the book I'm going to be talking about today is Lord of Chaos from the Wheel of Time series.
Interesting. That was very cool to me. So what kind of genre is it? How big is it? Just give us kind of the basis of this book.
It's like a fictional novel. It takes place in its own world. These books are pretty large. It's about 1,200 pages.
Now, are we talking to like, is this like a regular size book? Like I can, like it's kind of average size, like, or is it like a little pocket book that I have?
It's kind of like a pocket book, but it's a big pocket book.
So many pages that it's just kind of, okay.
That's kind of just the basic of it.
Did you just like decide to go into a library, pick it up, or did you have like someone recommend it, see an ad?
When I originally was going to read the Game of Thrones Song of Ice and Fire series from George R.R. Martin. But Miss McGinnis and Mr. Radzak recommended that I read this series called The Wheel of Time by Robert Jordan.
So something a little bit different than just like what everyone else would kind of go to and go through.
It's kind of like the inspiration for it came out before Game of Thrones, so you can kind of see like
they got Game of Thrones got their ideas from. And is it from like, is it told by a character in the book, or is it told by like?
It takes over the viewpoints of multiple characters. Okay. So pretty much there's four characters that grow up in a small village called Edmondsfield. And it kind of jumps back and forth between the viewpoint of these four and people they meet on their journey.
Okay, so it's just a different kind of points of view on people in their journeys?
Yeah.
I kind of like that, actually. That kind of gives you, like, it keeps you intrigued in the book instead of just reading from one person the whole time.
It's not boring. It keeps you going. It's something different to every other.
But do you have any, like, quotes from this book that kind of, like, struck you?
It's kind of the main idea. It's repeated in every book at the very beginning, because this is kind of the whole idea of the book, is the wheel of time turns and ages come and pass, leaving memories that become legend. Legend fades to myth, and even myth is long forgotten when the age that gave it birth comes again. In one age, called the Third Age, there's some an age yet to come, an age long past. The wind rose in the mountains of mist, and the wind was not beginning. There are neither beginnings nor endings to the turning of the wheel of time, but it was a beginning.
So that quote kind of gives you like the backstory to like the atmosphere of this book?
It gives you kind of like the mentality of people. Because what people say a lot of time is like, the whole saying is the wheel turns as the wheel wills. Saying that like it's going to do what it does. Like there's nothing.
No one can control it, change it, or anything. It's like just kind of go with the flow.
Yeah, it's like destiny. The wheel wills as the wheel wills. So now, it's kind of, sorry.
Is the tone of the book, is it like kind of like a serious tone throughout the whole thing, or does it kind of change with different characters' perspectives, you said?
It started off really lighthearted, because when you start it off, it's just happy, like kids are happy, and it's just like you develop with the characters. You see the characters develop into what they become.
So is it kind of like over through time, like they start out as kids and then they're like adults in the future?
Well, this is a 14 book series.
Okay. So it's kind of hefty in their journey.
The main plot of the story is there's this thing called the Dragon Reborn, who is someone who's going to, it's kind of like reincarnation. Someone who died will come back, and he will be the one who saves the world from the evil, which is called the Dark One.
So kind of like in our perspective, this Dragon Reborn guy is like our Lord, like the second coming of our
kind
Lord.
Kind of, sort of.
In their world, it's like that's their savior.
And the thing is, the whole prophecy is that he will save the world and then he'll break it. So people try and find a way. People have been spending all their time trying to find a way
to keep it from breaking.
To keep him controlled enough to where they can use him to save the world,
but then
stop it. Because the whole idea is that there's this thing called the One Power, or the One True Power, or the Source, and it's kind of confusing. It's like it gives them. It's kind of like magic, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you ever watched like or if you ever play like video games like shooting fire, like,
of course, yeah, and just like that medieval like magic.
Yeah, and the Dragon Reborn has like the power to like an even greater degree where he's able to actually split. Like it's kind of like Armageddon. He's just able
to split mountains. Exactly. And just kill things.
It's
on
just
command.
Like an extremely powerful being. So everyone's trying to figure out like how can we either kill or stop him, but use him long enough that he can save the world.
So let him like so. This whole premise of this series, because it's not even just this book. This book's probably like what one section of their lives that they have to go through.
You go on the journey from the main character's name Randolph. You go through the story of him just being a farmer in Edmondsfield with his father, to him discovering he's the Dragon Reborn, and him learning how to try and fight off the madness. Because
So the main character is actually this Dragon Reborn.
You find out the main character is the Dragon.
And everyone else is trying to stop him.
His friends are supporting him. Everyone's
So it's the people who are close around him are trying to like support him and everything. Yeah. And then there's other people.
He goes on a conquest and he's taking over cities so that he can bring people together to support him in the final battle.
In the final battle with evil.
Yeah. And the whole idea is that it's called Seidan and Seidar, and pretty much it's the male and female half of the powers, because they both have different
areas they rule.
And when the first time the world was broken, which is when the original, his
first
original,
Dragon Reborn.
Yeah, the original's name is Luz Theron, and he sacrificed himself. Like his power, it like engulfed the world essentially, and ended up
breaking it,
which allowed the Dark One, while he was weakened, it weakened the male half, so the Dark One was able to kind of influence the male half. So any man that has the power in him slowly goes like insane.
And that's where everyone's afraid of him breaking the world again.
Exactly, because his mental state deteriorates, and you can see it in the book. You can see him start doubting people who are close to him, that kind of stuff.
So it just kind of turns into like he's just this great guy.
Who then
eventually turns into someone who's like untrustworthy, like he stops trusting people. And then he turns into this evil figure.
He's in like a constant struggle to just hang on until he can do what he needs to do.
And then after that's that.
Yeah.
Would you recommend this book series to people? Because like after hearing you talk about it a little bit, I'm actually interested in trying to start reading this book.
I've never really been a person that reads books. I've never really liked reading. But this series is actually incredible. It's probably the best like books I've ever read. I'd recommend them to anyone that likes science fiction, maybe fiction, medieval stuff.
Yeah, because this is something I've always been a personal fan of, like medieval stuff. Yeah. So like after hearing you talk about this is like seems like a series that I would probably get into myself.
And like all these books are huge too. They're like 1,700 pages. Like they're not small books, but they're good. Like while you're reading it, you're not bored just waiting for like the next part to happen, because there's always something happening that's like
constant action.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. If do you have one thing you could say to the author in this series?
Well, the author, Robert Jordan, actually is dead. The series was finished off by a man named Brandon Sanders.
Oh, so it's from two different authors. How old is the series, like from the beginning?
The series?
Do you know?
I don't know. But I know that it came out before Game of Thrones is all.
Okay, so it's pretty
old. It started
in
like probably 1990s. Maybe.
Okay, so a pretty old series.
But it's held up way better than.
Now are they still making books, or is it like
a it's been finished. Brandon Sanders finished it off. He made the last book. He named The Memorial to the Light, and he kind of gives his eulogy maybe to like Robert Jordan. Like he just gives like his thank you and appreciation, like credit. But yeah.
That's perfect. Thank you very much for sharing your book.
Glad to be here. This is Jake Mnuchin, and we're here back with Clash of Books. My guest today is Brett Ensign.
Hello.
And you're here to tell us about which book?
I read a book called Never Quit by Jimmy Settle.
What's this book about? Like, what's the genre of this book?
The book is about, it's an autobiography of his own life, how he went from, like, a track star in high school to wanting to be a part of the pararescue team in the Air Force.
Okay, cool. So how many, like, how big is this book for, like, the people?
This book is like, 287 pages long, so it's not too long, but yet it's not too short to where you're finishing the book in about a day.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about, like, his experiences.
Well, his experience was, while he was going through high school, he was thinking about going into the military, so he tried out for the Navy, and went into the Navy, and went through the boot camp a little bit, and he just decided this was too hard for him, so he went back into the real world, became a shoe store clerk for a little bit, worked in selling shoes, and then he realized after seeing the pararescue man, and he's just like, alright, that's what I want to do. So then it tells you all of his experiences through a special training course for the pararescue team, the regular basic training camp, and then back to the Air Force camp, where actually in one of the camps, I don't remember what it was called, but one of his friends that actually like encouraged him to go through died during one of the trainings. He drowned in a swimming pool.
Do you have like, are you like fan, like do you want to join the military, or why did you choose this book?
I have family in the military actually, and just a couple of years ago, my cousin actually graduated as a Marine, so I've always just been interested in the military. And then so my friend, I saw him reading this book and I was just like, okay, this is interesting. I've never actually read an autobiography before, so I thought, give it a shot.
Alright, so you chose this because it was like relevant
yeah.
to your life. Would you recommend it? Like, what kind of people would you say this is written for?
Honestly, this is a great book to just like kind of figure out a life. Like, if you do want to go into the military, this kind of gives you a little bit about like what do they have to go through, what do they have to endure for the military. And then it's also just a great read just for learning about someone's life that you may not know, the struggles of people in the military, what they have to go through, what they deal with throughout their life. And it was very interesting to me.
So. Well said. Would you say this book's difficult, or how much trouble do you think people would have if they read this book?
Honestly, the only reason I think people would have trouble reading it would be if they don't know the military that well, because they do talk about different ranks and the different training routines that they do and different stuff that the military uses.
So like military terminology.
Exactly.
Okay. How much did you enjoy this book? Do you think it's a great book? Or?
I really liked it, and I don't read that much, and I don't read a lot of books, and I don't like a lot of books, but this was probably one of the top few that I actually liked and enjoyed reading.
How was the atmosphere in the book? Was it like comedic? Or?
There were at times where it could be like super serious, like he's got to get through his training, but then there's also times where it's comical, where he's trying to crack a few jokes here and there to keep his mind offset from the torturous training that he was going through.
Okay. One last question. If you could say one thing to the author of this book, what would it be?
I'd just be like, thank you for showing us an insight on his life and sharing his life with us, because it really goes from the really personal background stuff to just his overall view on his life and how he went through it.
And, sorry, one more. What did you discover from this book? Did this book help you learn anything or come to any realization?
This book actually just encouraged me to, like, if I have a dream, shoot for it, because this is, well, one of his dreams was to become a pararescue man, and through all of this hardship, because this training was just brutal on his body, he had to take breaks, he had to do this, and it was just, like, if you really enjoy doing something, shoot for it. Okay. Go for it.
Well, I appreciate you being on the show, and hope to have you back for the next book you read.
Perfect. Thank you.